Vayter in Shas, we're in Zvachim Daf Samach Aleph, picking up on Samach Aleph based by the bottom of the page. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines up. End of the line, Kisalik Ravin. We just ended up by mentioning that Abai learned out from the din of Bechor that Kachim Kalim may not be eaten when the Mizrech is not, you know, in functional use. Kisalik Ravin. It says, Bavloi Tipshai, silly, foolish Babylonians. Amtul de Yosef Arach Hashocha, because they live in a land which is dark. Amr Shemaisa de Mechachsha, they see things that are dark. They see teaching that are dark. Lo Shmielu Adetanya, then they learn that the Brisa says, Veshas Siluk Masaos, Kachim Nifsalim, Vizav Musar, Mishtalchim Chutz de Mechitza. But do they not know? They're not familiar with the fact that when the Mishkan was taken apart and the Mizbechs were removed at the time when they were journeying, when the Bnei Zohar were out in the, they were moving on their way in the Midbar, that the meat of Kachim became puzzled, became disqualified, and that Zavim and Mitzrayim were sent out of the camp, they're sent out of the Mechitza. Vitanya Idach. Another Brisa that says the opposite of that. B'shnei Mekomos Kachim Nechalim. That the meat of Kachim can be eaten in two places, meaning in both places, when the Mishkan was standing and whenever they were traveling, and meaning when the Mishkan was not standing. My love is not talking about Haba Kachim, that the first Brisa which says that they were going to be usher to be eaten while they were traveling. I'm talking about Kachim. And the other one, Haba Kachim Kalim, says that you are allowed to have during the time of the traveling is Kachim Kalim. So we see that Kachim Kalim can be eaten even when the Mizbeach is not able to be used, which goes against the Bayi Shtikal via the Kachim Kalim can be eaten in a situation like that. Amar Avina, eat it with Kachim Kalim. Nah, we can say both of them are talking about Kachim Kalim. Vilokash, it's not a question. Beep, turn the page. Samach Chalif Manalf. Ha, Rabbi Yishmael. The first Braisa, which says that they were also to eat these things while the traveling is going with Shmuel, Harabanan. And the second Braisa, which is saying that they're able to be, and is going according to the Rabbanan, they're going to the Hachamim. Right, so Ravina is saying that other Tanaim are arguing with Shmuel. And according to them, the meat of Kachim Kalim can be eaten even when the Mizbeach is not able to be used. According to that, the two Braisas are actually arguing with one another. So Abai is stickling and says Kachim Kalim can be eaten. Well, the Mizbeach is not knocked off at this price that the mattering Kachim Kalim during it because he's going with other people. It's Machlokas. V'ibai same another answer. We could say Habe Habe Kachim Kachim. Both of them are talking about Kachim Kachim. Umay b'shnei mekomos, and there's not a steer, you know, because what does it mean? The second brayso when it says that they can be eaten in two places. Talking about kodem shiya'amidu levim es hamishkan, before the levim set up the mishkan, and right, meaning to say it's after they set up the mishkan already. That's really what it means. It's talking about where everything's standing and ready to go. I'll explain momentarily. Beep, turn the page. Samachal base. Ula'ach shi'afargo levim is a mishkan, and after levim already took it apart, but before they removed the mizbeach. So Bryce is telling that kachim kachim can be eaten even after the mishkan was taken down, as long as the mizbeach was still in its place that it's supposed to be. Mao de tema. Why do you have to tell me that? You would have said that when the curtains of the courtyard were taken down, Ipsulu Biotse, Kachim Kachim is now considered possible, like they left, like they're, you know, they left the area. Kamash Malan, they've come to tell you that nope, it's still good as long as the Mizbeach is in its place. Frak the Gemara, hold on, why? Veimachinami, why don't we take a say that that is the case? The Kachim Kachim are going to be possible when you take down those curtains. How do we know that they're going to be good? Amar Kra, Venasa Ol Moed, and the Ol Moed shall journey, which means Afo Pisha Nasa Ol Moed. Even though it's when it's traveling, it's still called Oy Moed. So it must be that the Mishkan and this Chatzer have this Kedusha even after you take it down. However, where we say like any type of Kachim Kachim wouldn't be, any remaining Kachim Kachim would not be considered to have left their designated area and such a thing, right? On that, however, meaning, okay, it's like it didn't leave it. Amar Avun Amar Rav, Mizbeach Shel Shilo Shel Avanim Haya. What is going on? There's a little bit of a background over here. We have something known as the Mishkan Shilo. The Mishkan was in Shilo for 369 years. between the midbar and the first bayis, the bayis rishon. Rav Huna is telling us to stand over here that it was made out of stones, which goes against, not against, but in contrast that with Moshe Rabbeinu, whose walls were covered with were of wood, covered with a layer of copper, and there was a hollow in the middle, which was filled with dirt. So we had a few different places throughout our journeys. We had Gilgal, when the Yidden, when they entered Eretz Yisrael, they set up a Mishkan, a place called Gilgal, near Yericho, and it was there for 14 years, while they were conquering Eretz Yisrael and splitting it up. Next was Shiloh, after the Mishkan was moved to Shiloh, set up over there, and that was Yaw, and that was stone, and they had the canopies of cloth that were put over the top instead of a roof, for the roof over there. And it was there for 369 years, as we said. Then we had something known as Novan Givon, that Eli HaKohen, when he died, when he heard that when the Aron was taken by the Plishtim, and Shiloh was forsaken, the Mishkan was brought to Nov. When Shaul HaMelech destroyed Nov and he killed the Kohanim that were there, the Mishkan was moved to Givon. Nov and Givon were cities in Binyamin. Anyway, during the entire Nov and Givon thing, was 57 years, the Mishkan did not have the Aron. And then Yerushalayim, in the fourth year of Shlomo HaMelech's reign, he built the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim Eir HaKodesh. So now he says, Amar Avinu Merah, Mizbech Shishil Shal Avanam Ayoz, Yon Avanam Zitayim Yon Tanabrei, Tzor, Rabbi Leazim and Yaakov Omer, Matam Alomer, Avanam, 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 Shalosh Pe'amim. Why does it say three times? Echad Shal Shiloh, once for Shiloh, Echad Shal Avi Givon, once for Nov and Givon. Ubeis Olamim, and one is for the Beis Hamikdash Yerushalayim. Moshe Ravach Abraham Barami Eish Sheyarda Min Hashamayim Bimei Moshe, the fire that came down from Shamayim in times of Moshe. Lo Nistalkel Mei Mizbeach Nechoshes Ella Bimei Shlomo, did not leave the copper Mizbeach until the days of Shlomo. Veishadu Mei Shlomo, the fire that came down from Shlomo. Nistalkel Shabbat Menashe Vesilka until Menashe came and he removed it. And he was about to the Avodah Zarah, and he destroyed the Mizbeach that was in the Beit HaMikdash, and the heavenly fire left. V'im Isan, it was really true, like Ravuna said, that the Mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu was replaced by a new one of stones, and Shiloh Meikarahu D'Istalik Lay. Then, that means a fire left from the Mizbeach of Moshe many years before Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. So, come on now, who the Amak Rabbi Nasan, the time went on the Bais Rabbi Nasan, Omer, Mizbeach Shal Shiloh Shal Nechoshet Chayu Chalul Malei Avanim, the Mizbeach. The altar of Shiloh was hollow of copper and it was filled with stones. He said the Mizbeach is used as Shiloh, is filled with stones, not the same one as Moshe Rabbeinu, which is filled with dirt, was filled with earth. And so when the Mishkan of Shiloh was inaugurated, the fire must have left from that of Moshe, since it was taken away from use at that time, and you must be arguing with the previous price that says that the fire was with Moshe until the time of Shlomo. Okay. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, my lo nistalko. What does it mean when the price that says the fire did not depart from Moshe, the altar of Moshe? Lo nistalko levatala means that the fire didn't leave from that completely, but in some semblance it did leave in order to be able to burn on Mishkan Shiloh. What does that mean? Rabbanan Amri Shviva Havu Mishadra. The fire would make sparks from that of Moshe all the way to Shiloh, to the Mizbeach of Shiloh. Apava Amar Ushpiza Havanakat Vizimnin Hacha Vizimnin Hacha. The fire would be like a guest. Sometimes it'd be over here by the Mizbeach of Moshe. Sometimes by there by Shiloh. Tinana Sam, we have a Mishnah over there. This is talking about the size of Bayis Sheni, the size of the Mizbeach. What was the size of the Mizbeach in Bayis Sheni? Tinana Sam and Midos, Shalu ben Egola, when they went up from Bavatar to Sol, Hosifu love Dalit Amos, when Adorma Dalit Amos, when Amarev, they added four Amos on the south side and the south side, and four is on the west side. West side, Kimin Gamma, like the letter, it's a Greek letter, Gamma. My time, why did they do that? Amarev Yosef, Mishum the low sapik, because it wasn't big enough for all the karbanot that they were bringing. Amle Abaye, Hashta Mikdash Rishon. Hold on one second. In Mikdash Rishon, the Siv Bey, what does it say about Mikdash Rishon? Yehuda be Yisrael, Rabim kechol asher al sfasayam. Yehuda and Yisrael were so great like the sand of the sea. Sapek, and the Mizrech was big enough. Mikdash Sheni, the Siv Bey, kol ha-kahal ke-echad arba riboy, which the entire people that came up was 42,360. Lo sapek, see, wasn't big enough, doesn't make any sense. Amalei said, Hasam eshel shamayim isaizan. Yeah, because the first few minutes said that Esh from shamayim that was helping, and therefore it was fine. The thing was getting burned up. Halcha, Einish, Shoshamayim Misaitan. Over here, they didn't have the fire that came down to help. Rashi says, Halcha, Bemiklasheni, Einish, Shoshamayim Misaitan. There are five things that are chasam. One of them is Eish. It was there, but it didn't actually help them. Okay, ki asa ravin amar Rav Shimon ben Pazi mishum bar kapara shisin osifu. They expanded the mizbeach because of the shisin. That's so the libations can flow through the mizbeach into the shisin that was below. They had the water and the wine libations poured in the top of the mizbeach that were drained off into these cavities called shisin. And there was a hole in the ground that, anyway, the point is, in the first space of Mikdash, they flowed down the side of the Mizbech into the hole, and from there into the Shisin. And when they came back from Bavel, and they built the Bayis Sheni, they extended the south and west sides of the Mizbech, so the hole would be underneath the Mizbech's upper surface. And so they made these cavities in the top of the Mizbech that would flow through the Mizbech to, you know, into the Shisin. So, therefore, they made it bigah. Frag the Gemara, but wait a second, but why didn't we need that in Bayis Rishon? At first, and the first base of Midrash, they thought that the Pasuk when it says a Mizbeach of Adama means that it should be filled with earth, and therefore it couldn't be going through the Mizbeach. They thought that the Mizbeach's drinking must be the same as eating, and just like it ate the fat, so to us to drink the libations, it has to go through it. And what does it mean when it says that it's made of earth? It means that it's attached to the ground. Lo al gabe keep them. They shouldn't be built on top of arches. Beep, turn the page. Samach beis. Velo al gabe mechilos, and not on top of these mechilos, these open cavities. It's got to be attached to the ground. We have another pshat why it was that it was built bigger. Why was the Mizbeach of the second base of Migdash? Why is it bigger than the first one? Rabbi Yosef, Lav Haimed Taina, this is what we learned in the Braisa, Vechinu Mizbeach al Mechonosav. The Pasuk says about building the second Bayis, Bayis Sheni, that they set up the altar on its foundation. Sheyegil Lesof Midosav, which means that the Anshikins Gedol, they set up the Mizbeach's exact measurements, but Shlomo wasn't able to do such a thing. Because only they had this knowledge, they were able to go on to make it bigger than that of Shlomo. They had a nevuah. They knew what it was. He didn't have that. In fact, the Gemara of Al-Kasim, but it says in the pasuk, "Kedibre Yomim Makol B'Ksav Yah B'Miyad Hashem Alai Yiskel." It's all in writing, as it was elucidated to me from the hand of Hashem. And David Melch is telling Shlomo that he was given the specific things of the Beis Hamikdash and everything that was in there. So how can you say over here they didn't know exactly what the size of his bech was? So Yosef says that the maximum size of his bech was given to David in an illusion, which Shlomo Melch didn't really understand. Did though. Elam Rav Yosef, Kra Askach V'Darach. They found this pasuk and they darshan this pasuk. V'yomer David Zeh Hu Beis Hashem Elokim Zeh Mizbeach La'ola Li Yisrael. Now the fact that it brought the pasuk, the Beis Hamikdash and the Mizbeach, the pasuk makes a hekesh. Ki bias the Mizbeach should be like the Beis Hamikdash. Ma bias shishamama, just like the Beis Hamikdash is 60 amos long. Af Mizbeach shishamama, so too the Mizbeach can be 60 amos long. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great day.